Awesome. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Schaefer. This is my wife, Katie. So just to give you a brief background on who we are, I'm from New Jersey. I went to Wake 2014, 2018, played baseball there, majored in economics and political science. Now we live in Durham, North Carolina. I work at Credit Suisse in a risk management role. Katie graduated in 2016 and played soccer. And she has just finished up all of her didactic classwork and all of her clinical sessions, if you will, for occupational therapy school. So she will hold a master's in occupational therapy, graduating in like a month, technically, is when she'll have her diploma and whatnot. But as I said, we're just giving you a brief background now. And the reason why we're talking tonight at Athletes in Action is Athletes in Action is the place where Katie and I met. But more important than that, it's the place that we met Jesus. So Vinny has invited us to speak tonight to give you all understanding of how far away we both were before we got to know Jesus and before we got to know each other, and how Christ changed our lives and who we would have been, at least in our eyes, who we would have been without Jesus.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm Katie, like you said. So I'm going to start, we're both going to give you guys our sort of the brief version of our testimony. So I'm going to start with that. So where I grew up, I grew up in a really small town in northern Nevada called Minden, Nevada, which is like near the Reno, Tahoe area, if you're familiar with that. So extremely small community that I grew up in. Both of my parents were college athletes as well. And so from a super young age, I was just both gifted athletically, partly because my parents, but had an extreme just drive to be better at what I was doing. I spent some time actually traveling from where I grew up to Las Vegas, playing soccer down there, which for those of you that don't know, that's like a 7 or 8 hour drive from where I grew up. So I was just heavily committed and had this sort of goal of wanting to play in college and be better than everybody else that, you know, I grew up with and be the best, really. And so because of that, I ran into, in the community that I grew up in, a lot of just challenges associated with my peers and that sort of thing, and ended up as very sort of like outcasted from my peers and the people that I really grew up with and went to school with my entire life. And it was just a result of, you know, my mentality and kind of what my focus was. And as we all kind of grew up together and got older, that was different than a lot of what other people were doing. And so that led just to a lot of like hatred, a lot of hateful words, things that were said about me that were extremely painful that I carried with me. And so when I did commit to play soccer at Wake, I almost felt like it was like my big break, not just in terms of athletically, but I was sort of escaping from everything that I had gone through and experienced to try to like reset and essentially fix everything that I had gone through. And I thought, you know, once I just got there and reestablished myself in that new setting, that would fix it all. What I didn't know is that would not be the case. And when I ended up at Wake, I felt even just more alone and more like I didn't know where I fit in, and it really didn't solve any of my issues. To give you a little more background about myself and my family, I had no church or biblical or religious background growing up. Essentially, my family was tight-knit and loves one another, and still to this day is very close with one another. However, Christ was a religious figure, and beyond that, I didn't know anything. And so as Chris has actually put it in our conversations about things, when I found myself most broken, I had this very like untainted view of faith because I just didn't have anything else to base it on. And so the message that Vinny is going to give you guys tonight is a message that I heard really loud and clear and gave me the answers that I had been searching for, and just a clear picture of why I felt so frustrated, why I felt so inadequate, why I still felt so hurt from things that I had experienced, and why I couldn't just move, I couldn't just go to Wake Forest, I couldn't just achieve these things to solve all of those problems that I had. So all of that and just that message that I heard about the gospel was a result of Athletes in Action initially being just the people, the friendships that I started building there, but it grew and grew into God speaking into my life saying, you know, Katie, this is awesome, but what I have for you is so much more. What I have in store for you is so much greater than even the picture that you're seeing right now. So I prayed and gave my life to Christ in Joe's office on December 9th, 2013, before all of you even contemplated going to Wake Forest. But the awesome thing is that Chris and I, even since that moment, and we didn't even know each other at that moment, have seen just this rippling effect in our lives of the way Christ is impacting us individually, how he's impacting us in our marriage, how he's impacting our friendships, and just all of these areas that we couldn't even have expected. And then the last thing I'll say, again, this is the abbreviated brief version of things, but the last thing I'll say is that when I first came to faith, the part that I had the most challenge with that made me feel really inadequate was just my lack of biblical or scriptural knowledge. I felt like I would be in a room with like other people and they were so much better than me or had it together so much more than me because I didn't know enough. And sometimes even 7 years later, that thought still creeps up in my mind. And it's really untrue. And I think Vinny's going to bring that home tonight, is that the fundamentals of the gospel, that's the key. And I didn't need to have any extra fluff to really follow and understand who Christ was. And I think it's something that Chris's story that he's gonna touch on now, it will explain that a little bit further.
So to go into my backstory, it's very different than Katie's. I was not this terrific athlete with two Division I college athlete parents. I think my athletic ability actually came from my mother as opposed to my father. She was a high school softball player. My dad barely made it through high school and started landscaping and becoming a farmer at 18. But anywho, I grew up in a pretty small town in New Jersey, and I was raised in a fairly, you know, devout's not the right word, but devout Italian Catholic society. It was this very interesting culture where we all knew how important church was. We all knew how important Jesus was, but we only ever made a church on Christmas and Easter and maybe once or twice around Thanksgiving, or if there was a patron saint's holy day. And my mom was the driving factor there. It was her family who was the Italian side of the family on the Catholic side of the family. My dad doesn't really know Jesus, doesn't really have a faith. I don't even know if they ever went to church when he was growing up. But anyway, like I said, everyone knew how important Jesus was, and it was just a part of this culture and a part of how I was growing up. So that's one of the contrasts between Katie and I, is that I then went to private school, which was Catholic school. And so not only from when I was a little kid, people in the community telling me like Jesus is really important, I then started going to classes when I was in 10th, 11th grade, that were the Gospels class or the Prophets class, or we're going to talk about Ruth today, or we're going to talk about Kings. And we would literally talk about books in the Bible. But regardless of how many classes I took, or regardless of how many people told me it was important, I did not have a personal relationship with Christ whatsoever. And I had this false sense of knowledge, like, oh, I've taken these classes. I can say the Our Father. I can say the Hail Mary. I can say the Nicene Creed when I look at the piece of paper in the church pew, and that makes me feel good. So it was this like false hope and this false knowledge. And something that I look back on and I see it's like, it's pretty unfortunate, is that my high school and my church in Florham Park, where I'm from, like the Catholic church that I went to growing up, they trusted me to teach younger kids about Jesus and about Holy Communion and all these sacraments that we are supposed to make, or you're supposed to make in the Catholic Church. So now someone with no basis, no knowledge, no personal relationship with Christ, but someone who thinks they have that, is now teaching other people. So it's really difficult to think back that I didn't do a better job of trying to know Christ sooner. But anyway, getting into college now, I had a teammate named Aaron Fossus. He was a pitcher, and he was, I think, a junior when I was a senior, and he had encouraged me to go to he was either a junior or senior, and he encouraged me to go to Athletes in Action. And I think it'd be easy if I told you, like right now, to do a shameless plug for Athletes in Action. Like, wow, it was so great. I loved it. I went all the time. Every Tuesday, I was there. But I can't do that. Fact of the matter is, when Aaron wasn't there, I wasn't there. He was like a security blanket for me. To go into Rovier Room, which I don't know, some of y'all might not have done yet because of COVID, but that's where we have Athletes in Action. Anyway, to go into that Rovier Room, it was super difficult for me to be there alone because I needed to be vulnerable. I needed to be myself. I needed to let down this fake sense of knowledge that I had down. And when I finally found the courage to go, I found that I knew nothing about Jesus whatsoever, regardless of everything that has been told to me, everything that has been taught to me in the classroom, that it literally went in one ear and out the other, and went down on the, you know, the quiz that I needed to take that day. Fast forward a year, I found Christ my sophomore year, and I accepted him as my savior in the spring semester. I was in a really tough place, a place that I had never been before. As I had mentioned earlier, I wasn't the star athlete. I actually tried to walk onto the baseball team as a freshman. They then referred to me as a gray shirt, which means you're a walk-on that we think might be good, so we're going to keep you around, but you're not going to travel and you can't practice. You can just be there. I said, okay, well, I'll figure that out. And then my sophomore year and the time that I'm speaking about, I never ended up making the travel roster, and then I did junior and senior year, but I didn't ever have to deal with that before. So freshman and sophomore year were super difficult, and I found that during that first year and a half, while I lagged behind, my teammates excelled. And that left me being kind of alone in the dust, not really thought about. And I really felt that if I wasn't there, no one would realize it whatsoever. And what I found through all those negatives and through that time alone, that no matter how bad I thought everybody wanted to forget about me, the Lord wanted to know me so strongly. I learned that every triumph, every tribulation in my life to date, from before I knew Christ to after the fact, comes from the Lord, and that there is nothing I could possibly have done by myself to achieve the happiness and the feelings of love and joy that I have today. So this is something I came up with. I want to say super quickly, it's like the difference between who I am now and who I think I would have been. And I'll point out the justification that I think is important. Today, I am a Christian, a husband, a dog dad, and I live in a home with my wife, and I love absolutely every minute of it, knowing that God has the perfect plan for me, and that I will, as Vinny's going to explain in a little bit, be presented blameless to the Father in heaven one day. Everything that I am now is rooted in the fact that Christ is my Savior, and that I live my life devoted to the Word of God. Who I would have been if I didn't find Jesus while I was at Wake. I would have been living in New York City because that's where my mom thinks I should be. I would have been working a job where I thought that was best for my future because it would have been in New York City. I would have been trying to find a girl to date, probably at a bar after drinking, because I thought that would have been the right thing to do. And if you haven't seen it yet, the point I'm really trying to make is that I'm trying in this situation where I would have been, I'm the one who's making all these decisions. I don't think anybody said, wow, that sounds like a really good idea from what I've just said. It's through the wrong decisions that I would not have been able to fulfill what Katie needs me to be or what God wants me to be. And through Christ and living according to his will, every part of my life is far better than I or anyone else that I stated previously could have made it for me.
So our hope in sharing with you prior to Vinny sharing was first to give you guys just a realistic picture of what Christ has done and is still doing in the lives of people who were once in all of your shoes. And second, to encourage you, no matter where you're at right now, if it's the first time you've ever heard a clear presentation of the gospel, or if you've heard it time and time again, or if you have a knowledge or religious background but have never had a personal saving grace or relationship with Christ, wherever you fall in any of those categories, I hope that you hear Vinny's message with just a really fresh look and an open heart to hear what he has to say.
And just the last point that we want to make is that we couldn't have done this not only without Christ, but without the incredible mentors that Joe and Kim are, and especially as a result of Athletes in Action at Wake Forest. And we both can say with quite certainty that without Athletes in Action, without Joe and Kim, we would not be sitting here talking to you all today. So it really makes us happy to see that we have some new faces on here, faces I don't recognize. And Katie and I are going to stay on the Zoom tonight after Vinny speaks, and love to meet anyone. And our phone numbers and contact information is in the chat. So if there's anything you want to ask us about just life, you know, what work looks like for me, sports, whatever, we're here to talk. So just let us know.